The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, the closure of Bewley's on Grafton Street put the rents issue in sharp focus for everyone this week. The company says it can't afford to pay the €1.5 million yearly rent for the property. It sparked lots of outrage, with letter writers to newspapers upset at the loss of 110 jobs and a national treasure. Historian Niamh Purcell has been exploring the love affair with Bewley's.
"You will find other places to eat a sticky bun, I'm sure," a friend said, fed up with the outpouring of sentimentality over Bewley's latest closure. I laughed and told him I was writing something about it. "I hope it's based in facts and not maudlin teenage reminiscing," he replied, but I don't judge him. He is from Cork, after all. "The thing is, Bewley's is lovely. Opened in 1927, it feels like it's there for even longer. It almost resembles a church. A sturdy mahogany fortress with stained glass windows. A vast yet cosy building like Liberty of London. Its velvet seats were like red thrones. Its chairs less comfortable, like a pew. For instance, it had the aroma of fresh ground coffee, which would hit you on the way in. Unusual 30 years ago, before every block had an espresso joint." Thinking back, though, I associate the smell of rashers, cigarette smoke and stale beer with it more. Back in the day, we bartenders would pile in for a 4 a.m. breakfast after working the late-night clubs at the Gaiety Theatre nearby. My friend Paula, who was studying glass, would look at the stained glass windows, not the Harry Clark ones, and declare, "I could make that." Always noisy in a good way, with the hiss from the coffee steamers and all the chat, it was a good place to go with friends, or to be alone to read, write or watch the world go by.
"Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll through Stephen's Green. There's no need to worry, there's no need to hurry, you're the king and the ladies are queen."
It was a third space before someone clever ever coined the phrase, a home away from home, or as Brendan Kennelly put it, the heart and hearth of Dublin. The philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein used to frequent the cafe and was particularly delighted when one day the waitress brought him his usual omelette and coffee without a word, before he'd even ordered.
"Dankeschön."
It is often the loss of something routine rather than the out of the ordinary that hurts most. Bewley's combination of national monument with its deeply personal everyday connection helps explain why Garrett Fitzgerald, as Taoiseach, once called for it to be nationalised.
"Somehow or other we seem to breed a lot of literary talent, so our role in world literature is certainly disproportionate to our size."
It was a meeting place for the type of men you see on tea tales. Joyce, Bean, Flann O'Brien and Kavanagh.
"Have you fully recovered from the accident you had there recently in Dublin?"
"No, as a matter of fact, I died."
It was close to MacDade's and Davy Burns and offered valuable, necessary soakage. So Bewley's appears in literature, in books about literature, even sociology collections and, alas, guidebooks. Too often the kiss of death for any beloved destination. When Bewley's closed two flagship cafes in 2004, one writer said it had been defeated by the middle-class suburbanisation of Ireland. But there was more to it than that. In more recent incarnations, like so much of Dublin, it appealed mostly to tourists rather than to the students, poets and grannies of old. While Dublin locals still went upstairs for lunchtime plays, it wasn't the same. Nostalgia would have to be far more lucrative to pay those rents. So yes, we can find another place to eat our sticky buns, but at the end of the day, it was never about the cake.
Niamh Purcell there, talking about Bewley's on Grafton Street.